The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Nate. How's it going?
It's going all right. How are you?
I'm doing well. I think I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm good. It's Monday.
Oh, yeah.
The traditional Monday recording is we're talking to you February 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So the groundhog came out last week. We found out 6 more weeks of winter.
How did they decide that again?
It's whether or not the groundhog sees his shadow.
So the groundhog itself has to see his own shadow.
Correct. So
if he doesn't turn around.
Basically, if it's a sunny day, it's one thing. And if it's a cloudy day, it's another thing.
Got it. I just see things like that. I just don't.
That is, it's pretty complicated, I'll admit.
The shadow thing. The concept of shadows.
I know.
Shady.
It's a tough one. Last year, New York's mayor did one because they have Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania, and they do another one in New York because they have them all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But New York's mayor, Bill de Blasio, last year got a groundhog from I think the Bronx Zoo, and he accidentally dropped him. And the groundhog ended up dying like a day later.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, so
they're not like cats. They can't land on their feet.
No.
Ooh.
You shouldn't drop a groundhog.
I dropped Bubbles plenty of times, and Bubbles was, that's not the thing that killed her.
Well, allegedly.
Oh, yeah. She died by natural causes.
Also not a groundhog.
Oh, yeah. They're like kind of shaped the same, right? Just smaller. I mean, hamsters are smaller than groundhogs.
Much, much smaller. Oh. Yeah.
That's why I figured it'd be like fine if you dropped one.
Not really. No. Oh. No. So, yeah, 6 more weeks of winter. And when you grew up where I grew up, that really means nothing because it's always winter until at least like almost April. So, oh no, 6 more weeks of winter. Yeah. And?
Yeah. I guess I'm not really tripping about that because like Sacramento is, I kind of like winter. I like clothes.
Well, it was the day that we were, like I said, the day we recorded, 73 degrees today. I saw on one of the signs.
See,
so
that's one of the things that happens when you don't have a job. You stay inside and you don't move unless you need to.
Well, do you ever like go and go, oh, I need to turn the heat on or the air conditioning on? Would that be a hint for you?
Well, I grew up never using the heater or the AC. Well, the AC, if it got really, really bad. But I was always golfing, so I was always outside anyway, so I never had to need to do that. But growing up, my parents were always like, save energy. And so they're like, you have clothes.
Well, like, yeah, that does help. So we'll hopefully see a little bit more winter weather in Sacramento.
Oh, so since we're recording this on the 9th.
We're recording on the 2nd.
Oh, shit. We're for the 9th. That's what I mean. So, like, people listening to this hopefully will be on the 9th. Valentine's Day is Saturday.
Yeah. This is our last show before Valentine's
Day.
So,
I think we should give a shout out to, you know what? Actually, no, I really don't care.
You don't want to do anything?
Are you doing anything? Are you doing anything special?
I'm still figuring out what to do special at this point.
Oh, that's cute.
I have a couple of ideas, but the problem is Valentine's Day is the day that everybody who has a business or a thought of a business decides to rape the fuck out of you wanting to do something because they're like, oh, we're going to call this the Valentine's whatever it is.
That's true.
Like if they've got like if they've got go-kart racing, it's the Valentine's Day go-kart racing and prices are like 50% more than normal because they'll like put like a heart on the car.
Oh, yeah. Or
like, oh, yeah, there you go. Just like if you say that flowers are for a wedding, suddenly that's a 400% markup.
Because it has to be. They know they can get away with that, too, because like bridezillas are a real thing. Like I get scared of my friends when they're about to get married.
Yeah.
They turn crazy. But I mean, I guess I'm a true romantic at heart because I think every day should be celebrated like Valentine's Day when you have a special someone.
Sure.
That's me saying that just because I'm like super single right now. And like, I really just don't. I never had anyone for Valentine's Day.
Well,
so I always like,
I believe in doing little things on the regular as opposed to what one of my exes liked to call a grand gesture. I'm going to need a grand gesture.
That's some bullshit. My ex was the very first girl I dated was like that too. And it was, but she was also the type that was like, if you don't get jealous, that shows you don't care. So that was a whole nother. I think that's like showed where that demonstrates where her mind was on kind of like grand gesture, like that type of personality.
Yeah, I mean, there is something to a little bit of jealousy. I mean,
well, Nick Jonas definitely agrees with that.
Well, that's important. That's super important.
But I do have a show in San Francisco at the Little Theater, I think. I'm going to find out more information this coming the week of the 7th. Right now, I don't know anything about it, but I think I have a show coming up. And then, so that's why I decided to do the shout out then.
Okay.
Because I was like, oh, yeah, Valentine's Day. And then I looked at someone was asking for comics, and I was like, oh, I have absolutely nothing to do.
There you go.
So that sounds like something that I want to do.
Let me entertain people who are happier than me.
Oh, God. And I think my breakup jokes would go wonderful.
Oh, they'll be great.
Yeah, I'll be like, this is what love is. This is why I hate it. Someone didn't, like, believe me. The Super Bowl was, like, a week ago. But one of the commercials, I guess there was a hamster there, I think. Or before. I'm getting confused between the Puppy Bowl and the Super Bowl.
I think you are.
Okay, because there was a commercial where they briefly showed a hamster. Oh, we were watching the Puppy Bowl first.
But that was at halftime of the Super Bowl.
No, I definitely watched the halftime show. It was before the Super Bowl started. The Puppy Bowl started at 3.
The Super Bowl kicked off at 3:30.
Yeah, so we watched the Puppy Bowl for 30 minutes. But they had the hamster, and my friends all called me out and were like, hey, look, Diana, look at the hamster. And I'm just like, fuck everybody. But then a couple people, like, they don't know the history, so they're like, oh, what's that mean? Like, do you really like hamsters or something? And everyone thought that was so funny.
Yeah, like Richard Gere likes hamsters. Wait, that's bad.
That's not the same thing.
It's not?
I can't say. I feel like I shouldn't admit to anything because I did love Bubbles. And the fact that Bubbles don't live very long kind of shows that.
Couldn't handle your love.
Definitely could not. That's. I do kind of want a pet, though. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll get myself a pet for Valentine's Day.
I don't know if that's a good idea, but okay. So that brings us to this. 51 signs you're self-destructive and don't... And give zero fucks about changing.
Oh, that was not planned. That makes me sad. That segue was a little too close.
All right. So, and we may not make it through all of these. And we're gonna go from one to the bottom because of the way it's written. Here they are. You don't know the last time you slept over 4 hours.
Yeah. What about you? I feel like we should do a checklist, like yes or no.
I do know it was last night because I have one of those up bands by Jawbone, so I know how long I sleep.
Oh,
and not that much over 4 hours, but I did sleep over 4 hours. Number two, you don't know the last time you went to bed sober.
Well, here's the thing: I technically do know. Oh no! Wait, what? Okay, when we say sober, do we mean like completely sober?
Completely stone sober, haven't had a drink.
Or like, okay, yeah, oof.
Not even buzzed.
Ooh, okay. Probably. I mean, I want to say it was like not too long ago because like I live with my parents. Mm-hmm. And so, but when I lived with my, like when I lived out on my own.
Right.
That was a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever went. No, when I, in like 2010 or 11, I quit drinking. No, 2011, I quit drinking for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that counts.
Okay.
So 2011 is like a for sure thing. I think I can commit to.
That was 4 years ago.
I think there was something sometime last month.
People have gotten college degrees in that time.
I'm pretty sure. Well, if we're going to count just like a drink. Okay. Yeah.
Or alone. Well, we know that one to be true for you. Number four, you're...
the one that I'm like not okay with. Like, I'm totally fine not going to bed sober, but going to bed alone makes me sad.
Your friends never know where you are because you lost your phone again.
No, I always have my phone on me. I just don't answer it all the time.
You consistently wake up with bruises you can't explain.
Not anymore.
Not since 2011.
Well, yeah. Well, I also am very clumsy. This list is some bullshit. This is not fair.
How about this? When you have your phone, you wake up to 50. Are you okay? Texts. And you generally don't answer them.
Oh, that was like last year when I was like super emo. I think that's a super emo thing, especially when people put like I could see the change in my Facebook statuses from like a long time ago when I was like super bitter and emo and angry. And then now it's just like I only post things when I need something.
Oh, OK. Come to my show.
And then also ask someone if they had a dog that was well trained.
You can't shock your friends anymore because they just expect the insanity.
OK, that's kind of true. But that's not, I mean... that's not fair.
It's not?
You want to keep it, like, you want to keep things, like, you want to keep the surprise there.
Sure.
Know? Like, kind of in a relationship, you want to keep the romance alive, and the only way you can do that is by, like, being spontaneous.
Sure. Sure.
You're totally not buying that one, are you?
Yeah. Okay. Number 8, you can pass out whenever, wherever the world is your oyster/bedroom.
Okay, I used to work a lot as a kid. Like, mm-hmm. I was, like, really exhausted, so I trained myself. Because I was always traveling, too. You have to train yourself. You want sleep. You got to sleep wherever. That's probably why I don't sleep for, like, consecutive 4 hours. Because I can sleep wherever, like, just stand. And then there was that one time where I had to go to the drunk tank, and I actually fell asleep standing up.
Your phone never, ever has battery?
Okay, that's... I have an LG. They don't last very long anyway.
You have trouble saying no to anything.
Well, yeah, because if you say no to things, then you're... I feel like it's a missed opportunity. Don't you feel like that? Like, sometimes you just, like... I learned this term the other day. FOMO?
What's that?
Fear of missing out. Wait.
Oh, I don't have that. I don't have that.
My
at
friend
all.
Told me that. She was like, yeah. People send me... Like, she was talking about her LA friends. And she's like, yeah, I always see, like, pictures. And I just get FOMO. I think I used that correctly. FOMO. And I looked at her. I was like, please, please tell me that actually means something, like... important.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with being homophobic.
Yeah. And then she was like, yeah, fear of missing out or some shit. I was like, oh wow, that's just as bad as on Fleek. Like, this gets bad.
At a certain point, you grow out of that.
I do you really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Because there's, you know, I fear missing out on, you know, just watching TV because that's fantastic.
See, I mean, yeah, that's why.
Very rarely do I feel like, I really wish I'd gone out to that bar, because I've done that.
That's true. I think, like, now I kind of look back, because I used to be a lot more fun, and I miss that, so I'm trying to get back into saying yes a lot more, but it's kind of, Sacramento's not as fun as, like, San Francisco.
Oh, that's a bullshit excuse.
I don't know. People are a lot more calm here. Like, we can go to a bar and just, like, actually chill.
Yeah.
But, like, when I was in San Francisco, like, that never happened. We usually just got fucked up.
Well.
But then again, I was also a lot younger, so maybe that's what it is.
Probably. I mean, you can get as crazy as you want.
That's true.
You can. Let's see. Your social media profile isn't filled with party photos because you're actually about that life. So you're not phony with the party. You are the party.
That's true. I am the party. When I walk in, the party don't start till I walk in.
You're that one crazy ex everyone you've ever dated has.
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
In my defense. But then again, I don't talk to my exes after we break up, so I actually don't know. I know my last ex might say that, but in my defense, everyone else that I've talked to about that situation has told me she's the crazy one. That's... So I think I'm okay.
I'll give you that one. You stopped worrying about what your parents think sometime in middle school.
Yeah, that kind of did happen.
And then they yelled at you.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't do laundry because you barely wear clothes and fuck underwear.
That's not true. That's unsanitary. That's not true. That's gross.
You've had more than one intervention and they usually dissolve into drinks.
Okay, so, if you've ever been to an AA meeting and you're not really like that, like you're on the cusp. Like, your friends are kind of concerned about the same time. Like,
you're still publicly an alcoholic?
Yeah.
As opposed to anonymously?
Well, yeah. And then they, you know, like, they try to have their intervention, and it's like, oh, it's not that bad. Because every single AA meeting I've gone to, I'm like, shit, I need a drink. Like, this shit stresses me out.
Dealing with reality is hard.
No, it's not even my reality. Like, I hear the stories, I'm like, I shouldn't be here. Like... I haven't earned my stripes to join yet.
You haven't really hit bottom.
No, and every time I thought I did, I was like, no, I'm not. I'm wrong. I can still keep going.
All right. Your Tuesdays are harder than everyone else's Saturdays?
Back in the day. But here's the thing. Back in the day, lesbian, like, girls' night was on Tuesdays. So we would have to get fucked up on Tuesday.
Well, it's not. Girls' night is not lesbian. It's...
No, in the city. No, right. It was like... Lesbian, I guess we can say lesbian night, but then, you know, girls lesbian night, not like gay nights. We would say gay nights, but it was on Tuesdays.
Right.
So people get trashed on Tuesdays because every other day in the Castro was like gay guy night, but that was for us. And apparently we're so socially awkward. We didn't get so hammered to interact with one another. I didn't start making sober lesbian friends until like a good like 6 months after.
Hmm. Well, the Castro is a different world completely.
That's true. I mean, most of the, because the lesbian nights are usually on the weekday, because that's, I don't know why they do that to us.
Well, because they're men.
Even gay men are marginalizing us.
You don't pay rent because you crash on couches more than you stay at your own place.
That's definitely true.
The last time you regretted something was in third grade.
No,
that's not an altar for you.
This is stupid. What do you mean? You should still have a soul and regret things that you do. I fucking regret last weekend.
Well, that's because you do give some fucks.
Well, because I have a heart.
There's never a table you don't dance on, which makes Thanksgiving so awkward.
Okay, no. Okay. No. I'm also like really self-conscious that I'm going to like break the table.
Making plans with you is beyond impossible.
That's not true. I'm very flexible.
That's true. You did show up for the chitlins.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I did. And I showed up early. I'm going to put this on record.
Yeah, you were actually here before. You were actually here 3 minutes early. I'm like, Jesus, yeah. That's never happened.
Yeah, so.
And I did not have the studio fully set up when you walked
Yay,
in.
Yay, me.
The one time Diana waited for me.
It's because we're doing this list and I wanted to prove it wrong.
You almost always prioritize drinks over food.
Okay, that's not fair. A lot of people do that.
No, they don't.
They really don't?
No. Not once you get past 22 or 23. If you're in college, I'll give you that if you're in college, but you're past that.
I mean, some drinks are like could be meals. You know, yes. like Bloody Marys and stuff like that.
Sure.
Yeah, that's like hella vegetables.
Oh yeah, that's what it is.
So people know vegetables. It's juicing, man. That's what that shit
it's
is.
It's juicing. People know better than to ask you about real life things. What are taxes?
Okay,
really?
That's the one thing that I think is not fair. You can ask me. I'm pretty good with real life. It's just not taxes. And I was asking my friends about that during the Super Bowl, and they got mad at me because they're like, "You're being emo." I'm like, "Dude, no. Like, I feel like I'm fucking myself over." So anything but taxes, I'm pretty good at.
Okay, you don't own anything close to a proper winter jacket. We live in Sacramento. That one doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I used to live in Washington, so I do. This is a stupid list.
It would take people a lot more than 72 hours to report you missing.
Shit. That kind of makes me sad because I want to say yes to this, but I feel like that worries me. So like if I say that out loud, then someone might want to kidnap me and they'll be like, well, I can kill you because then.
No, they don't.
Oh, no. One
you can relax.
Me.
No one wants to
no
kidnap
one wants
you.
To kidnap me.
People use your name as a verb when they go out to party. I'm totally honging right now.
Someone did use my name as a verb. Holy shit. What was it? It just happened like a couple days ago. And it was something related to partying. And I felt really sad.
You can never remember how you ended up. Where you ended up.
Not never.
Just rarely.
There's been a couple times where I woke up like, fuck. But I have really good friends. Like, I'm really thankful for the people in my life.
Yeah, but do you remember how they got you there?
No, but I ended up safe is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you don't remember it, so that's a yes.
I didn't say never, though.
You buy drinks for strangers just for the fuck of it?
That's happened a lot. You're a really nice person. Like, if I start drinking a certain way, I'm a really nice person. Probably why I ended up really poor.
Could be. Your life is a scavenger hunt. You have to piece together entire weekends.
No, I gave up trying to do that a long time ago.
You just don't care.
I just accepted the fact that I'm never going to know some things.
You don't care if leggings or pants because you don't believe in pants. # no pants, no problem.
That's stupid. Leggings aren't pants.
All of your idols are dead.
Shit. No, you.
Yeah.
There's a couple.
Is it Marilyn Monroe? I swear to God, if it is, I might reach over and slap you.
If you can't handle me at my worst.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My God.
No, definitely not.
Your parents have taken up religion because of you.
I think they actually, oh my God, I think this is actually true because my parents were very, my dad raised, like our family, I was raised Buddhist, but then there was like times where my mom would say stuff and she would mention God. And I remember calling her out on that one time.
Okay.
And she was just like, oh, like the universal God or whatever. But I think they really, like my mom, I think, started taking
She was
up
lighting
religion.
Candles and saying Hail Marys for you?
I think she really did do that.
That's unfortunate.
My mom. I will say my mom did this. Yep.
You have so many stories you could write a book, but you've blacked out so many times you couldn't write them down if you tried.
I could still write a book because one of my friends takes a lot of pictures and she has a really good memory.
Okay. So if you had help.
Yeah, it would be a biography.
The sunrise is old news for you?
No, I appreciate them. still.
When you say it's a sober night, people don't know how to react.
I've never said that.
Okay.
So no one needed to know how to react to that.
Most of the clothes you wear are not your own, and you don't know where they came from.
A good 80% of my clothes.
People are more surprised when you're not hungover.
Nate, can you answer this one for me?
Well, I mean, I don't see you in the morning usually, so...
Yeah, I've come in over to this podcast hungover.
Yeah, at like 6 p.m., yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's definitely the thing. They always think I'm drunk or hungover, and honestly, I'm probably both at the same time.
You don't buy scarves because you know you're going to lose them.
No, that's why I don't buy purses.
Ah, there you go. You've gotten walking pneumonia 3 times and brag about it?
No, what the fuck? You can have that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
It is.
Oh, no. You need to be, like, in bed and not... No. That's dirty, too. You probably made out with, like, dirty people, right?
No, not necessarily.
Isn't that contagious? Like, they're, like...
Well, it's contagious like anything else. Let's see. Home is the bottom of a bottle or where someone else's couch is.
41. So you go to sleep...
You go to sleep with your shoes on, so you're always ready to go?
No, that's dirty. I'm Asian, dude. This is
that's
total...
true. They come off normally when you walk in the door.
Exactly. Can I find the shoe the next morning? That's been a debate, a problem a couple times.
Bartenders fear you.
No, we're best friends.
You're the physical embodiment of the phrase, wherever you go, there you are.
I don't understand that.
Yeah. That's because you're drunk. You call grandma every week because you're drunk dialing her.
My grandma's dead.
Mine too.
This is fucked up.
You've fallen asleep in your food and eaten it for breakfast.
That's happened once.
The fact that it's happened at all is very telling.
No, but
telling.
I was told about it the next day.
Sure. Your nails may always be chipped, but they're bitten down with life experiences.
That's true. Well, but I need to get better with my... I'm single. Who gives a fuck?
Well, you never know when an instance could come up. And I mean, for a lesbian, you know, you don't want a hangnail or a loose jagged one.
No, I know. Usually if I go out, I'll do my nails. But every time that happens, then it's like it never happens anyway. So I trick myself and I try to do stuff like every other day or something. But... I think we overestimate the whole game thing.
You consistently make up drunken speeches celebrating people you barely know, sometimes at their weddings.
I've made drunken speeches, but not celebrate. Ooh, no, that could be. Not at weddings. How about, let's just say not at weddings.
Okay. You can only remember 3 names at any given time.
3 is being kind of generous.
This one might not apply to you.
No.
Your natural smell is whiskey?
Mm-mm. I can't afford that.
Well, cheap whiskey.
No, I think that would have been true between 2008 to 2012.
I'm glad you can put a timestamp on it. People you barely remember meeting are still telling stories about you.
Fuck, this one's bad. This one is true. That one is very true. I meet people and they're like, they don't know who I am because I introduced myself as Diana.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone's like, oh, you don't know Hong? And they're like, oh, you're Hong. I heard so much about you. Like, fuck. Not okay.
In 51, we actually made it, so this one doesn't count. There's absolutely no way you've made it through this entire list.
Suck it, whoever this author is.
Well, to be fair,
Caitlin.
I did help you.
Oh, you did.
So nice job, Caitlin.
Fucking
Caitlin looks like she's about 19, and she's somehow the editor-in-chief of Elite Daily. So
I think that's just a really flattering picture.
Or old. It could be old.
Oh, it could be old.
Could be
too.
An old photo of Caitlin. But there's no one named Caitlin who's over 30. Let's get real with that.
Really?
Have you met... How old are... Women named Caitlin, how old do you think they are?
Well, I don't know a lot of people
exactly.
older than 30. in everybody's defense.
Okay, but anyway.
Am I self-destructive and give zero fucks about changing? I don't know. I think we can settle that I'm self-destructive.
And I think you give like 2 or 3 fucks about changing.
Yeah, I think I'm like being a decent
person. 0, 2, or 3. So you're on your way.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you. That's...
I like to think that I'm like being a decent person.
You're getting there. You're working on being a little bit more selfless.
Yeah, so that could the business priest don't be selfish, right? No. Yeah,
there you go. I mean, it's your show.
I guess.
Whatever you like.
I came up with, I think that's one of the things I came up with today on the way here. And I just like completely forgot because I didn't put it on my phone because I don't want to text and drive because I don't want to die.
No, you do not want to text and drive.
Exactly. So I just like, ugh. Sorry, I need to get better with that whole bitches preach thing. But I got to the point where I'm like, who am I to tell other people how to act or behave? Because I have not been behaving. Also, I've been told I've been really mean. So I actually like am trying to like be really not and be positive.
Okay.
And I'm kind of worried that like sometimes when I talk, it sounds really mean.
Okay. Well, kind of ruins the whole point of the Twitter feed. But
I know that's why it hasn't been updated a lot, because it's like I'm just like really self what is that word,
aware?
No, self, it's same, similar to self-cautious. Thank you, Sam, for the assist, but I can't remember. No one else knows what I'm talking about.
No, I stopped listening a few seconds ago.
It's like similar,
self-aware.
It's similar to self-aware. I'll come up with it eventually.
Yeah. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Well Hung Podcast. If you have somebody you have to be with this Valentine's Day, give them a little squeeze and a little hug.
Or you can get them something from Amazon.
You could, if you're going to do that, please go to our website first. It's NateDarlingShow.com and click that Shop Amazon tab. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. We do appreciate it. And by the way, if you order right now, you can have it in your hands in time for Valentine's Day. And if you're somebody in a long-distance relationship, you can have it shipped right to them. So they'll have a little piece of you with them on Valentine's Day. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Well Hung Podcast. Again, enjoy your Valentine's Day, everybody. Appreciate the people you have with you. And if you're alone this year, maybe next year. Or, you know, any day in just between.
Any day in between. Probably never for some. Probably, yep.
And keep a happy thought. All right, Diana, say goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
We'll see you next week.
Oh, I believe in love and disaster. Sometimes the two are just the same. I'm beginning to see what's left of me is gonna have to be free to survive. Oh, I'll be sleeping by myself. I'll be sleeping.